The
Cryptic Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Creepy Cryptid Podcast. I'm your host Ron, joined always by Clancy.
Hi everybody.
And we are finally back. It has been a while. Our last episode was all the way back at the end of November of last year. We've been kind of busy, life and work and things like that. But we are back. I have definitely an interesting topic for today. We'll be discussing shadow people. So this is pretty interesting, pretty cool to me. It's very a very interesting subject to talk about. A lot of information, a lot of sightings and encounters and that type of stuff.
For sure. And like, I think that this subject too is one that's like really easy to get creeped out by, because shadows are so like they're everywhere. Like, they're just so innocuous, like you don't even notice them sometimes, but the shadow people stories can be so scary.
Yeah, they're definitely some of the creepiest encounters I was reading up on. So our sources today for this episode, a lot of the information will be coming from the book Strange Intruders by David Weatherly, and the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits, 3rd edition, by Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
Oh, Rosemary Ellen Guiley?
Guiley, yeah, sorry. So, a brief introduction to shadow people. So, shadow people kind of have been becoming a very popular topic in the world of paranormal over the last couple years. They peaked really in popularity in the early 2000s with radio shows like Coast to Coast AM, where callers...
Oh my god, love Coast to Coast AM.
Exactly. Well, shows like that, callers were calling in and reporting these encounters with shadow people, and it really popularized because more people could hear about it. But honestly, shadow people have been going back. There's been encounters and records of interactions with them as far back as, like, the ancient Greeks. Like, it goes back far, and it was very interesting to research because there's definitely a lot of, I wouldn't say credible encounters, but there's a lot of very interesting ones. And there's some very credible ones from one that I read about was an encounter from Charles Dickens, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, apparently he saw one, and it kind of helped inspire the Ghost of Christmas Past from like the portrayal of that, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of like any type of supernatural or paranormal phenomenon that, like, once something, not to say is popular, but once there have been so many cases and so many reports, it's kind of hard to say that absolutely 100% of them are all garbage and that nothing is accurate. It's hard to say that even if 1% are legit, like, that's terrifying.
Exactly. So what are shadow people? So this definition for shadow people is actually pulled from the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits. So shadow people, dark figures associated with nightmarish visions and some haunted places. Shadow people appear as solid black figures who are darker than darkness. So being very, like, while all the other shadows in a room, you know, look like shadows, this appears as such a dark black mass that it's almost devoid of any light. Most appear to be male, some wear coats and hats. That's the most common one I found while I was researching, was the coat man.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually they're described as 6.5 feet tall, and usually people describe it as seeing it in the corner of a room. And it looks like somebody wearing a jacket and a big brimmed hat.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah. They are usually 6.5 feet in height. They have substance and form and can interrupt light and block objects from view. So they can block light. So they are like a solid mass rather than like a shadow where light will go through them.
Okay, so it almost gives off more of the appearance of someone almost wearing like a pitch black morph suit, like, you know that it has something kinda physical. Yeah. There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shadow people rarely communicate, but many seem intensely interested in human beings. So it's very commonly documented that people will wake up and it'll be standing over their bed watching them, just observing what they're doing.
Okay, like, I wonder if this is, like, especially the cases where people wake up and they see them looking over them. I wonder if it's, like, a different version or, like, a subgenre of, like, sleep paralysis demon,
almost? That's one, actually, the theory is that it could be, like, a form of sleep paralysis, not being fully conscious yet, and our brains looking for shapes and recognizable features.
Okay, interesting.
So there is listed, actually, in the Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits, 5 different types of shadow people. So the 5 most common types. So the first type is the bedroom watchers. These figures are discovered standing by bedsides or in the corner of a room when someone awakens in the night. They seem to stare at people in bed, even though they have no visible eyes or facial features. Most do not have a threatening manner, though their presence is often terrifying. They can remain for long periods of time, and when observed, disappear suddenly or melt through walls and ceilings. Some act aggressively towards people, causing a choking sensation. So there has been accounts of shadow people attacking people.
Oh, okay. So, like, there's been actual, like, a physical interaction, or, like, I guess, like, you could say that maybe it's, like, a psychic thing?
Well, so one of the encounters I read about in David Weatherly's book, Strange Intruders, he had an encounter from someone named John where it literally something, a shadow person, grabbed his ankles from under his bed and tried to pull him under.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, like, there have been cases of where there's actual physical
attacks. Touch. There's been, there's a great website online. It's a little hard to find, but it's called Shadow People's Archive.
Oh.
And it is an independent project of people who have been trying to record and document and archive cases and encounters. And you can go in there and there's submitted ones where there's people who have submitted photographs where they have scratches or bruises from apparently an encounters with shadow people.
Oh.
So the second one is shadows on the wall. These figures appear suddenly as dark human outlines on walls, which detach from walls and move around the room. So they start off as a shadow on the wall, and then they come out of the wall and kind of move about.
Okay, so kind of like Peter Pan style?
Yes. The third type is moving shadows. So these figures appear abruptly, move crookedly through rooms as though on a mission. They come through walls and melt into walls. They may seem to pay no attention to the people present or else watch them intensely. They may be seen out of the corners of your eyes or in full view. So these guys are kind of the most ones that people consider linked maybe with them. And the fifth type are the type that people think maybe be ghosts or a form of ghosts.
Oh, okay.
Because they're seen to be either not paying attention to you and just going about a routine, kind of like how people describe certain apparitions or ghost encounters.
Yes, oh my god, what's that called? It's like when a place has like a memory of a person like ingrained in the area, and like, for example, some people will say, oh, there's the ghost of a woman who walks down the staircase at 3 a.m. every morning.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a repeating, like...
Where they're not necessarily know that they're there. It's just like a repeated, almost like a recording of somebody's day.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't know that, like, shadow people, like, sometimes did the same thing where there was, like, just a repeating event.
Yes. So the fourth type is background visitors. So these figures usually are unseen, but are captured in photographs. They appear in backgrounds, and they form noticeably on walls, doors, and so forth. So seeing all of a sudden there wasn't a shadow when you took the picture, but you look at it later, and there's something in the background.
Now, what do you think would be worse or scarier? Seeing, like, a shadow person, or, like, the moving shadow on the wall, or what have you, like, seeing it, or having your picture taken and seeing one, like, creeping behind you after the fact?
I think seeing one in person would be worse.
I guess,
because you don't know what it's going to do in that moment.
Yeah, I guess that would be scary. Where in the photograph, at least after the fact, like,
exactly.
You can kind of deal with it, and you're not directly impacted.
Exactly. You're not, like, watching it dart around the room. Because they're described to, if they do move around, usually very jerky and very, like, quickly they move around the room.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. So the last type, common type, the fifth type, is the haunting presence. So these figures appear in known places or thought to be haunted. So in places that are known or thought to be haunted. They move about, they act with intelligence, and they appear and disappear suddenly. They may follow people. In some cases, shadow people are associated with bad luck. So there is, so it's kind of like the idea again of possibly it could be a ghost, or there's another theory that maybe shadow people are manifested by negative energy. So a place where there was a lot of suffering or negative energy, it attracts them.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
So there may be no single explanation for shadow people. They're not likely to be ghosts. Dark ghost figures often found in haunted locations are more shadow figures than shadow people. So more of like that leftover, they're just going through routine. They're not really actively there. They're not actively like interacting with you. They're just going about almost like a routine.
Yeah, like almost that you get the impression that they're not even aware, right?
Exactly. However, as noted above, shadow people are found in haunted locations too, including wooded areas where in some folklore they're known as watchers or dark watchers. So they've kind of worked their way into folklore where, especially in wooded areas, they were used to tell stories to keep kids away from the woods. That these shadowy figures will show up, the watchers will show up, and they'll take you.
Well, I mean, that would work on me. I mean, I still think about the time where I literally, like, this is so embarrassing, but sidebar, I still am so embarrassed by the time that I thought I saw something under the bed and you were at work and it was the middle of the night and I was so scared that I thought someone was under the bed that I literally dialed 911 into my phone and was about to press the other one and call 911 when I looked under the bed and it was just a bra. I will never emotionally recover from that.
So an explanation favored by some researchers is that shadow people are interdimensional beings, that they find a way into the physical world and seem to have a purpose unknown of observing humans. They may show up as bedroom visitors because the nature of human sleeping or dreaming consciousness enables them to entry for them. So dreaming, there's kind of a theory that maybe they exist outside of our plane of existence, and dreaming and sleeping allows them to come through, kind of them feeding off that energy and being able to come back through.
Okay, like, I guess that makes sense that they would need to get the energy from somewhere, so why not, like, I mean, our brains are electric signals, right? So if we're giving off these electric signals, or if there's electricity zip-zapping around up there, it makes sense that they could feed off of it, type of thing.
Exactly. Their appearance may be a form they deliberately assume, or it may only be what they can manifest in the physical realm. So as we see them, it may not be how they actually look. Maybe they don't have enough power to actually fully form. So like this other theory that I read about, it was like they are interdimensional beings, but we're seeing just the essence of them, or like their aura type thing, versus being able to see
like
them
a projection almost. Exactly. Right?
Many experiencers feel shadow people are a type of nasty spirit, though. So this is getting into the other theory that shadow people are something evil or possibly demonic in nature. So nasty spirits, even a demon, because they sense evil or trickery radiating from them. Almost all experiences are deeply frightening of shadow people, even though they're not harmed by them. A lot of people are still terrified by their experience with it. Again, it does, a lot of cases seem to happen with sleep paralysis, or people talk about how they couldn't move while this thing was coming towards them?
Well, like, just to jump back to how sometimes people who have a description of, like, a report of being attacked by a shadow person, how they have sometimes bruises or scratch marks, isn't that, like, a hallmark, like, classic thing that is found in demonic possessions or, like, a demonic infestation in a house that, like, people will get those scratches or bruises?
And same thing with a lot of poltergeist activity. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it does lend kind of to those theories that possibly they may be ghosts or something of, like, an evil nature.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow people are sometimes associated with turbulent emotions. For example, many people who had significant shadow people experience can link them to states of emotional upheaval, such as anger, sadness, loneliness, and so forth. Other people may be physically open in such way as perceive shadow people more easily than others. And some haunted places where shadow people are prevalent, such as Waverly Hills Sanitarium, where thousands of people died, may be permeated throughout with forms of negative emotions. So
we should do an episode on Waverly Hills.
Definitely, yeah. A lot of encounters actually that I was reading was from tour guides and stuff like that to give haunted tours at Waverly Hills. It's known a lot for having a lot of shadow people encounters.
I bet.
Yeah. So again, going back, it's a lot. There's the idea that it's linked to emotions again, that it needs to feed off that emotional energy. And again, like I said, some people are more psychologically open to seeing shadow people. I heard in several encounters people talk about times during mental health struggles seeing them more.
Yeah.
I actually have an encounter here taken from David Weatherly's book Strange Intruders. From a woman named in the book, Lori. So this encounter happened when Lori was a child. So I'm going to read the excerpt from this book. So this is what Lori told David. So my younger sister and I had bedrooms that were right across from each other. So I've seen shadow people since I was a child. It started when I was very young, but the incident I remember best from my early life happened when I was 12 years old. My younger sister and I had bedrooms that were right across from each other, and if we left our doors open, we could easily see each other. My father bought us new dressers for both of us. The dressers had big mirrors on the tops. Mine was put on my far wall, but my sister put hers on the wall across from her door. This meant that if our doors were open, I could look into her room and see her dresser and the mirror. I didn't like the mirror being there like that. Our parents made us leave our doors open at night, and if I got up to go to the bathroom, there would be strange reflections of the mirror in my sister's room. I told myself that it was just the car lights passing by or that it was from my own reflection, but it still bothered me. For a while, I wouldn't get up unless I absolutely really, really had to. A few weeks probably went by, and one night, I had to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. There was a little lamp that was always stayed on in my sister's bedroom, and it cast a lot of light around at the front of the room where my dresser was. Where her dresser was. When I was walking out of my room, I noticed a large shadow moving across that part of her room. I thought it looked odd because it was so tall. I knew the shadows would do that, but it had such a weird shape. I stopped in the hall right between our rooms and looked at it. The shadow stopped moving, and I thought, oh, it's my shadow moving like that. I stood there for a minute. I could have sworn that I heard breathing as if someone was standing there. I thought it was just my imagination, and I turned to go down the hall to the bathroom. When I started to move, I noticed the shadow did not. I froze. I turned and looked directly at the shadow. When I started to move my arms around to see if the arms of the shadow would move, they didn't. All of a sudden, I felt very afraid. I moved backwards toward my room, and when I reached the doorway, the shadow suddenly moved. It was now in the hallway, outside my sister's door. I thought it was coming towards me, and I screamed. I was pretty loud, and after a second, I saw the light come on downstairs. The shadow had been still. Now, it suddenly darted back into my sister's room. It hit the mirror over her dresser and was gone. In a moment, my mother was upstairs asking me what was wrong. I tried to tell her that all that had happened, she just shook her head and said I was only dreaming. I insisted that it was not a dream, and she just sent me back to bed. Reading on in the book,
that is wild.
Lori talks about how she honestly now encounters shadow people every couple months throughout the rest of her life. They've shown up. They've seemed to have followed her everywhere she's gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Apparently, she very much lives her life in kind of not if they'll show up again, but when they'll show up again, because it may be months between her encounters, but she's still having them to this day.
Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds almost like some people are more likely to experience certain things. Like, you hear about some people with alien abduction, how they say they've been abducted their entire lives and they keep experiencing that. It almost sounds like a similar thing where she's been experiencing this since a young age and it just keeps happening.
Exactly. Well, it kind of seems like if there is something, it kind of sounds like the idea of possibly, instead of a place being haunted, a ghost attaching themselves to a person.
Yeah.
And following them from place to place. It sounds very similar to that to me. So that is what I have on shadow people. Like I said, it's very interesting. Like this episode could have been several hours long.
Very spooky.
Going into lots of encounters. But I think this is a good one to kind of illustrate like a kind of a typical encounter. So thank you everyone for listening to today's episode on shadow people. Have you ever had an encounter with a shadow person? We would love to hear about it. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page at the Creepy Cryptid Podcast, or you can email us at creepycryptidpodcast@gmail.com. We're available on all platforms, so please leave us a review on your favorite platform. Share with friends who might enjoy the show, and have a happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. And in 2 weeks, I'll be back with a little episode on a cryptid for you guys.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.